It is 7 o'clock, and we're going to go on and get started with our call. We welcome each and one, every one of you. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa in Dallas, Texas, welcoming you to the Master's Call. And our call is, again, a call that is all about Jesus as we celebrate our Master, our Lord and Savior. And as we began this call, the Lord has given us the scripture that can be found in Psalms 88:13. And our text scripture in Psalms 88:13 is, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank God for his word as we celebrate his will being done on our call each and every morning. So to begin our call, we're going to go out to Chicago and ask Minister Amber if you'd open us up now, please, with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa? Can you hear me, Dr. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Amen. As we go to the throne, according to his word in Psalms 5, "Dear ear to us, O Lord, by your word, and consider our meditations. And God, hear our voice in the morning, our King and our God. And we will pray unto you, Lord." And so, God, we just thank you for another day that you have made. And, God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, God. And God, we look forward on your word on today. And so, God, we pray, Father God, and command the morning to shake the wickedness out of heaven and to and earth, Father God, and open the portals of heaven and let your Shekinah glory come upon this phone. We pray, Father God, for the speaker on this morning, God, that the anointing of God and the fire of God, let rivers of living waters flow, Father God, mightily through the man of God on today. God, we thank you for each and every person on this call. We thank you for people in artists and people who are not in artists, God. God, we bless you this day. God, we are looking, Father God, for your anointing to break yokes, destroy, save, set free, and deliver, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the visionaries of this phone, that you continue to bless them, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertain to life and godliness as never before, God. God, we lift up our hands and minds and hearts unto you and receive, Father God, your word by the anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your blood covering. We thank you for the angels ascending and descending, Father God, according to your word. God, we praise and thank you on this morning. God, we thank you for all things, Lord Jesus, for health, strength, life, Father God, and that more abundantly, Lord. God, move mightily as you have never done before. God, we receive you on this morning by your glory and your anointing. God, we thank you, we praise you as never before. In Jesus' name, we decree it and declare it, and it is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for commanding the morning, activating the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth freely this morning. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, and I welcome each and every one of you. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts, we are honored and humbled that you have joined us this morning on the Master's Call, where it truly is all about our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have just a few announcements before we get the man of God up, who is going to, I'm sure, bring us a powerful word. We're going to encourage you to get your pen and your paper ready to write down the rich rhema that will flow from the throne room of God today. We want to encourage everyone. We have so many new first-time listeners, and we're excited, and we welcome you name by name, person by person. We do have a website that has a rich archive of all of our messages. God allowed us to start this journey back in October of last year, and we have been blessed with the mighty men and women of God who have brought powerful messages day in and day out, and we encourage you to avail yourself to stir your heart, to encourage your soul to go to our website and listen to the messages at your leisure and to encourage others to go. Our website is the Masters with an S Morning Call .wordpress.com. The Masters Morning Call .wordpress.com. And on there, again, you will find links to all the different messages, even the ones that every day are posted, so that you can, again, avail yourself at your leisure. Also, we have an email and encourage you to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. We know we have clear instructions from the Lord that one of our assignments is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and pray and bombard heaven with your prayer requests for our individual lives and for our artist family. So we encourage you to send us a line. Let us know what's on your heart. We'd love to hear from you. Our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also do have prayer warriors who have stepped up to the plate and have a heart and a burden to intercede and understand the art of spiritual warfare and warring in the heavens. And we are always open for those of you who would love to be part of our prayer team, because this call, Dr. PK and I are the facilitators. It is God's call. So feel free to email us and we'll get back in touch with you. We're always looking for prayer warriors who have a prayer life and would love to also pray and cover and meditate and apply the word to the prayer requests, excuse me, that come in regularly to our ministry and to our artist family. We want to encourage you, go to your back office. There are so many exciting promotions going on. And if you're not a part of the artist family, we welcome you. But the person who invited you to this call, we encourage you to get back with them, because this is a God-ordained, God-anointed and appointed company that has really brought all of our lives together, where as a family-owned company, we celebrate Jesus. And in your back office, we're so excited. One of the main promotions is a $2 million loyalty pool, and you want to go to your back office and read all the details about that and the Artist Circle of Champions. It's a luxury trip to Miami in September, and you want to find out all that's required to be a part of that. So we're encouraging you, that four-letter cuss word that's good for your soul, read, R-E-A-D, uh-huh, I know some of y'all might went somewhere else, keep it holy, read in your back office and avail yourself to all that our artist family has going on. Now I want to present to some and introduce to others one of our sons of the ministry who's been with us since the very beginning of our call. Truly a cutting-edge prophet, priest, a preaching machine, has such a young spirit, innovative ideas that God has placed in his heart. We are celebrating with him right now with his new edifice that God has given him, and many of us are headed toward New Orleans next month. But some of you have heard him before, and if you hadn't, put on your spiritual safety belt. He is a pastor, a husband, a father, a psalmist, an author, just multi-talented, but focused and faithful and firm in his conviction for Jesus. So I present to some and introduce to others, who we love dearly, our very own Pastor Chuck Brown. The floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning, man of God.
Amen. Praise God. I do thank God for this opportunity, as always. I do not take it lightly. I appreciate this chance to speak into the hearts, to the ears, and to the minds of God's wonderful people. This morning, I want to turn your attention to Numbers chapter 13, and I'm going to read verses 27 to 28 and verse 30. Numbers 13, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It reads a little different from the King James or Authorized Version. Verse 27, this was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Then in verse 30, but Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. Let us go at once to take the land, he said. We can certainly conquer it. I would like to speak this morning on transition talk. Transition talk. How do I speak when I'm in a period of transition? A transition is that season of your life that lies in between when God first promises you something or when his promise was first spoken to you and when the actual manifestation occurs. It's the season of your life. This is your season of transition or what many call the wilderness experience. Understand something, that the length of your transition period depends on you. So your transition period can last 40 days or 40 years. It's up to you. How you handle being in the wilderness determines the length you stay there. But instead of complaining about this period, learn to enjoy the process. Find out what you need to know while you're where you are. This is a lesson I had to learn, but we know it in the natural, and I started to apply it in my spiritual life. Every season can be enjoyable when you know how to adjust for it. Yeah, every season can be enjoyable when you learn how to adjust for it. Some people have been in winter for the longest. They're cold and barren, and they keep complaining about the cold, but then they keep praying for warmth. But yeah, I don't need to pray for heat in the winter. I just need to learn how to put on a coat to survive the season I'm in. Stop asking God to bring you out until you learn what you need to learn in the process. God takes the Israelites out of Egypt because he wants to bring them into another place. So he takes them out of the house of bondage, and he's bringing them into the land of promise. They're close to the promise, so close until they could actually reach out and touch it if they wanted to. Does anybody besides me feel like they're real close to their breakthrough, that the enemy is attacking me the way he is because I'm so close? The reason he's afflicting me the way he is because I'm right around the corner. I'm so close I can feel it. I'm so close I can touch it. I'm right there. I'm right at the brink. I'm right at the edge. I know I'm close because the enemy wasn't fighting me like this at the beginning of last year. He knows what God knows, that if I just hold on a little while longer, I'll see my change. And I text, Moses sends 12 spies out to look at what God has already promised them. And that was a mistake, because if God promised it to me, then it's mine no matter what I see. It can be a land of giants, but it doesn't matter because of what God promised me. Here are a few principles. There's going to be a few moments, but here are a few principles to help your confession while you're in transition. It will help your transit talk. Number one, you must always remember God's promise. You must always remember God's promise. Always, always, always remember the promise. God has given each believer a promise that he will not renege on. Once he declares that he's going to do something, then he's going to do it. What you have to learn to do is how to see the land for what it is, see the analysis for what it is, see the report for what it is, while always keeping God's promise in the forefront. They got to the land and they saw giants. Their problem wasn't the fact that they saw giants. It was that they didn't remember the promise. See, no matter what is shown in my face, I'm going to remember the promises of God. I don't care what I see. I know God's promise to me. I don't care what it looks like. I know what God promised me. I don't care what state my finances are in right now. God promised me prosperity, so that's what I'm holding on to. I don't care if my body is wretched with pain. God promised me healing, so that's what I'm holding on to. I'm holding on to my promotion because that's his promise. I'm holding on to my provision because that's his promise. I'm holding on to forgiveness because that's his promise. The burden of belief is on you. You're the one that has to remember what God said. God never forgot. You allowed your situation to give you temporary amnesia, but what God promises, he performs. What he speaks always comes to pass. You just have to remember his promise. What did he promise you? I'm not talking about your watered-down version of it. No. I'm not talking about your watered-down version of it. I'm talking about what did he say exactly? What kind of house did he promise you? What kind of family did he promise you? What kind of ministry did he promise you? Always remember what he promised. Your memory kicks into your thinking. Your thinking provokes your tongue. So now when you speak what's on your mind, you're speaking the promise, not your reality. And that's why the old saints used to say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. It cries out because your mouth always declares what your mind formulates. You will never truly announce what you cannot, what you have not yet pronounced in your spirit. In verse 26, it says that the spies brought the word back to the congregation. I'm interested in what word they brought back. What word are you bringing back into your situation? What declarations are you bringing back to your family? What decrees are you declaring over your life? What's the word? You're coming back from the doctor, but what's the word? I'm not asking you what the report is. I'm asking you what's the word. You're coming back from the interview or the performance review. What's the word? I want to know how you're going to speak in this situation. Here's the divide, and here's where it gets crazy, because they brought back a faith doubt word. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. They brought back a faith doubt word. They brought a paradox. A paradox is something that contradicts itself. They came back and said that the land was one that flowed with milk and honey. It's a good building, Pastor. It's a wonderful house. It's a wonderful position. It's a wonderful situation. But... yeah, they use that. Wait. That but word means that what's about to be said overrides what was previously stated. But is an acronym that stands for behold the underlying truth. Whatever was said prior to the but was truth. However, when you say but, it reveals how you really feel. For example, I was going to work, but I don't feel like it. The going to work part doesn't even matter because the fact remains you don't feel like going to work, so you ain't going. They bring this report about how wonderful the land was. It flows with milk and honey. But then they talk about how strong the people are and how fortified the cities are and how stringent the qualifications are and how tight the lending department is. They just canceled out what they said. If God promised me the land and the land is good, it doesn't matter who's on it, it still belongs to me. Now this leads me to point two. Stop canceling out your faith with your confession. Stop canceling out your faith with your confession. James 2, I'll read this quickly. Verse 2, it reads, indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. This little member of our body controls our destiny. You have to get this member under control, because if you speak the wrong thing, it's going to alter your course. Notice that James likens the tongue to the rudder of a great ship. The ship is huge, but it's controlled by the rudder. The captain turns the wheel, which controls the rudder, and the rudder moves the ship in a certain direction. So when I speak, I'm controlling the direction of my ship. When I say I'm blessed, it moves me this way towards my promise. When I speak negatively, it moves me the other way, away from my promise. So if I say I'm blessed and then I say I don't know how I'm going to make it, you know what I've just done? I've just gone in a big circle, because I've canceled out my faith with my speech. I've talked myself out of the storm and then talked myself right back into the storm. Listen, your confession has to match your direction. Hallelujah. Your confession has to match your direction. Everything you say must put you in a position that's closer to your destiny. Everything you say must put you in a position that's closer to your promise. The 10 spies came and said how good the land was and then came right back and said how big the problem was. Okay. Who's bigger, your problem or your God? Who's stronger, your adversity or your God? Who has more power, your circumstance or your God? If it's God, then stop empowering your problems. If it's God, then stop empowering your enemy. If it's God, then stop empowering your dilemma. Finally, speak what you want, not what you see. Speak what you want, not what you see. Verse 30, Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. He said, let's go up at once to take the land, because we can certainly take it. Speak what you want, not what you see. We have a tendency to speak what's in front of us. We see the constant bickering and arguing, and we slip into a certain mold. We get sucked into reality. And God never told us to live in reality. I know that many of you live that way. You live your life in reality, and you keep telling people, you know, I have to keep it real. You're always saying that you have to face reality. And that's one way of looking at it. If you want to remain carnal, that's a carnal way of looking at it, or a worldly way, a secular way of looking at it. But the Bible says four times that the just shall live, not by reality, but by faith. See, it takes faith to live by faith. And faith requires that I let go of my reality. Yes, the reality is, though you're sick, it is that you're sick. That's your reality. But faith helps me to declare that I'm healed. So if I live in reality, I keep speaking my reality. But when I live in faith, I keep speaking faith. Death and life lie in the power of the tongue. When I speak faith, I'm speaking life into everything that's connected to me. I'm not saying that you shouldn't acknowledge your reality. If you have a pain in your back, it's okay to get it checked out. But once I hear what the doctor's word is, thank God I can get a second opinion that overrides whatever he says. God's word overrides the word of my circumstances. God's word overrides the word of the economist. God's word overrides the word of all journalists. God's word overrides the word of the medical experts. Because I'm in this world, I see certain things that aren't in line with my promise, but that's when I have to use the power that lies in my tongue to speak what I want, not what I see. Caleb heard what they said. He was with them when they saw the giants. He was with the other spies when they saw the walls. He was with them when they saw the fortress, but yet he chose to say, let us go up at once because we can take this thing. He said, let's move immediately. I don't even want to take the time to let the vastness of the reality sink in. Let's go up immediately at once. When you start talking like that, then when you start talking like that, you'll have filled out the application before you know it. You signed contracts to buy property before you know it. Not because you have the provision yet, but because you have the faith. Your faith talk will move you to action. Let us go up at once and possess it. I like that. He didn't say let's go spy again. See, that's what some people don't understand about certain moves that God calls for you to make. Some people, you know, especially when I was in this period of transition, some people told me to look somewhere else. I'm not listening to that. I'm not trying to look again. I'm to possess. I'm tired of hoping and wishing. I'm ready to possess my promise. Then he said, for we are well able to overcome it or conquer. You know what he was saying? We can do it. That's who you need in your camp. That's why you got to watch who's in your camp, because I don't care what the majority of folks says. I don't need all 12 to agree with me. I only need one other person who has crazy faith like mine to agree with me. I only need someone else to encourage me and say, Pastor, we can do it. I don't care who's tripping. We can do it. I don't care if that man leaves me with all these kids and all these bills. I can do it. I don't care if she runs out on me. We can do it. I don't care if my job lets me go. We can do it. I don't care if things get worse. We can do it. Is there anybody on this line who believes that they can make it no matter what they're facing? Is there anybody here who will talk stuff while they're in transition knowing that God will back it up? I'm talking trash to the devil because God is able to bring me through it. It is important to note that their speech caused them to fear. I'm talking about the majority of the spies. Their speech caused them to fear, which kept them in transition longer than necessary. Think about it. The spies went right over there. Check this out. It only took them 11 days to get there. But because of their speech, their confession, it wound up taking them almost 40 additional years. Stop delaying your promise because of your confession. The 10 started talking up the enemy. They started magnifying the enemy. They even belittled themselves by saying that they were grasshoppers in the sight of the enemy. How did they know how the enemy perceived them? They didn't, but their transition talk was one of panic and remorse and complaining. Whenever you complain, God delays your promise. That's why I constantly tell people that you got to praise your way through, because it releases the promise a little sooner. Praising through transition also encourages you when it seems to be taking longer. It's taking a little while now, but I know God is going to bring me out of this. I've been hurting for some time now, but I know that God is going to heal me. Listen, I'm going to talk not where I am. am, but the future that God has for me. God, I know where I am is not where you promised me. It's not what you showed me. It's not the dream that I dreamed. I didn't see this kid in my dream, so this can't be the end. I didn't see Potiphar's house in my dream, so this can't be the end. I didn't see me in prison, so this can't be the end. So I can't talk where I am. I have to talk the promises of God. God, where did you show me? That's what I'm going to speak. God, where you said, where did you say I'm going? That's what I'm going to talk. Y'all can speak your reality all you want. I'm confessing, I'm declaring, I'm decreeing that where I am is not where I'm going to stay. I'm going to the promise of God. And although I'm in transition, although I'm in wilderness, although I'm right here in between, seems like I'm stuck, I'm still not going to celebrate where I am. I'm going to celebrate where I'm going. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to this word. I pray that it provoked faith in your life. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. I definitely love to connect with our family. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can do so, facebook.com/PastorChuckBrown. And that's on Twitter, at Pastor Chuck 2, at Pastor Chuck the number 2. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. The floor is yours.
Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Transition talk. What a word. What a word. My preaching, man, oh, God. We so appreciate you. You should have got some awesome nuggets this morning on principles to help you in your transition. I love when you said today, stop delaying your promise because of your confession and praise your way through your transition. Pastor Chuck, you always so richly bless us and bring us a right now word. All of us are going through some degree, some level of transition, and we celebrate the God in you and for you bringing that rich word this morning. Minister Kathy, we're going to ask you to come up and seal that powerful word in prayer and pray over our prayer requests and close us out. The floor is yours, Minister Kathy.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Transition talk. I tell you, let's go to the throne room. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this day that you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, that this is a confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything in your name, Father, we thank you that you hear us. Thank you for the opportunity in the midst of our transition to come to you and bring our concerns and issues before you. We thank you for the promise of your word that tells us, Lord God, that if we call upon you, you'll answer us and you'll show us great and mighty things. Thank you for the promise, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you inspire us to pray more effectively, Lord God, as we come into your throne room today. And we are confident, Lord God, that if we ask anything in your name, we thank you, Lord God, that you hear us and that you will do it, Lord God, according to your will. You hear us. And because you hear us, Lord God, we know that we will receive the petitions that we have for you, from you. We ask of you. We thank you for your word on transition. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you will touch every person on this call this day. Lord God, that we would get our speech in line with your word, Lord God. We know that your word is already declared, Lord God, that what it goes out to do, it will accomplish it, Lord God. It will not be left hindered. We thank you for that right now. We bless you, Lord God, for every person that have asked us to pray. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have asked to pray for financial breakthrough. And we thank you, Lord God, according to your word, that you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides for us. We break every curse of poverty, lack and debt and failure in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you're El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have asked us to pray for healing. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, recognizing, Lord God, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And so we cast out every spirit of infirmity that would attack any bodies in the name of Jesus. We stand upon your word, God, knowing that you have already taken care of the issues. Thank you, Lord God, for every member on this phone today, Lord God. Every person, Lord God, that may have been little discouraged when they came on, that they are lifted now after hearing such a powerful word, God, that we should get our speech in line with where we are, Lord God, and where we're going. We thank you, Lord God, that we declare and decree your word over every person on this phone today. We bind the enemy that wants to bring the spirit of oppression upon our lives, and we thank you, Lord God, that we can speak, that we are yours, that we belong to you, and you're going to take good care of us. You continue to be God, and we thank you so very much for it. We bless you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives. We bless you, Lord God, for every member of the artist family and those that are not a part of this family. We pray, Lord God, for the Des De Leon family now, that you continue to keep them, order their steps, Lord God, put the people around them that can hold up their arms. We thank you for the Platinums. We thank you for everyone that is associated with this company. We thank you, Lord God, that we are associated with a God-given company, and we will continue, oh God, to be ministers in the marketplace. And we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and through us, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that our businesses continue to grow and develop. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are touching the lives of so many people because of what we're able to bring to them. And I thank you, Lord God, for the word that has come forth today, that it has fallen on good ground, Lord God, and that we will begin to praise our way through where we are right now today. And we give you glory. We give you honor for all that you're doing. We thank you for the visionaries of this call. Continue to cover them and protect them. Continue to heal bodies in Jesus' name. We thank you and give you praise. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. So for strategically closing us out in prayer, sealing the prayer request with the word of God and by the blood of Jesus, I tell you, this has been an awesome call today. Minister Kathy, thank you for that time of prayer and intercession. Oh, Pastor Chuck, again, a wonderful, anointed, a prophetic word, transition talk. Watch what we talk, folks. We have heard a word that we can take right now and help it change and transform our lives. And for our prayer general, Minister Amber, thank you for opening us up in prayer and clearing the heavens so that that word of God went forth freely. And as we always say, on behalf of my co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I got my Dr. Henderson's on the line from Canada, we thank them for standing in even in this season. We appreciate each and every one of you. And as we always say each and every morning, now it's your turn to be submitted and obedient to the call of God on your life from the Master, and go out now and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in God. Bye-bye.